Get off the commode!
Sure, don't make the body drop, drop, but no copy, yo. The products are co-op. Terror rain stretching, quenching the thirst of the power.
Welcome in to Zolak and Bertrand. A little late start this morning.
It's all right. Got to surf the other channels out there. Welcome back, because you know what you want to listen to.
The headlines.
Sorry about that, folks.
The Sports Hub headlines at 10:30. Brought to you by Clear Path for Veterans, New England's Journey Home 5K. That's Clear Path for Veterans, New England's Journey Home 5K. Whew. To support our veterans and first responders on Veterans Day.
Let's go Vets!
Register now at JourneyHome5K.com.
All right, let's
get to it. A little bit of a late start here due to the hockey being played over there in China.
Yep, out of our control, but thank you. Thanks for being back.
So let's get back to the things that are very important at this time, including your New England Patriots. Oh, it's something new every day.
It is.
Every single day,
yeah,
it's something new. Roster move this morning, by the way, that we should touch on before we go any further.
Interesting one here. And I don't blame them for doing it. I don't. Based on the way they played this past week, based on the way Jonathan Jones looked this past week. Yeah, let's go. Let's go with this kid.
Cyrus Jones.
Oh. How about they signed him? They elevated him and gave him a one.
I thought the Cyrus Jones era was over.
Well, what did he do so bad throughout camp or any of the preseason games that you said, get him out of here?
I was saying in the offseason. I didn't need the preseason.
Well, I mean, that's
or the
an offseason
training
thing.
Camp. Well, he was barely out there in camp, right. It felt like.
I think it was already predetermined that he was behind the eight ball, came back from injury, came back late. You know, didn't get acclimated until about week two of camp.
And all right.
They signed him back. Two years, $1.81 million.
Yeah! Woo. Cyrus Jones. The Cyrus Jones circus is back in town.
Man.
The Patriots got him this morning off the Baltimore Ravens practice squad, which is where Cyrus Jones was. Obviously not here to play corner, I hope. Punt returner.
I'd throw him in at nickel based on what I saw this past week. This what? Only tackles Jones miss.
No.
The great special teamer.
No.
My God, Beetle. No. Guy's in position like five times.
No.
His ankle's broken.
I don't want this. He better not. By the way, his punt returning abilities aren't exactly spectacular, as we've seen over the years. Last year.
I crushed him for juggling it, and I'll take him 10 out of 10 times over Riley McCarron. I don't know what the hell they saw.
Well,
in that
Riley
kid.
McCarron was here for a
what'd they see
basically
him,
as the punt returner.
Oh, bull crap. He was here all offseason.
I know, but I mean, for the sole purpose being,
yeah,
punt returner.
Sad thing is, if
it
Riley McCarron
last
vested,
one week,
if Riley McCarron was vested, he would have guaranteed his salary guaranteed after he got released.
Yeah, right, that's why he made the team week one.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
He wasn't vested.
Right.
Gross.
It's amazing how they juggle and shuffle these guys.
Bert Breer is going to be with us today.
Oh.
So we're going to be talking some football with Burton. Of course, we'll be talking about Josh Gordon. But on top of all this, there's a new book out. Ian O'Connor, I knew this book was coming out.
We all did.
And I was curious to know, what was in there? What was some of the recent stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been writing this book. He had over 350 people that he interviewed for this book.
He's been working on it for about 3 years.
Yeah, it's a very in-depth project. I had heard about this a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ian O'Connor, you may remember, was the guy who wrote a column the day Belichick was hired. You know, saying the Patriots are stupid for hiring this guy.
So let's go write a book.
Yeah. So he's writing a book.
What's the name of the book?
He had a take on it, though. Belichick, The Making of the Greatest Football Coach of All Time.
Kind of a reverse thought process.
Well, yeah.
Of what he's kind of poking fun at himself, which is pretty neat.
Listen, when you have takes, you're going to be wrong sometimes.
Of course.
And Ian O'Connor was wrong.
Look at Maz.
In that column.
Yeah.
But here he's writing a book, a detailed book on Bill Belichick. And in this book, it says that Tom Brady has long worried about being pushed out of New England by Bill Belichick. Pushed out. And on top of that, there was the word divorce thrown around.
That's a big word.
The D word?
Yeah.
That he considered a divorce from Bill Belichick. That's a quote. That was, again, This is where you get into this sort
quote
of...
Quote from who?
Department of... Right.
Oh, okay. Quote from who?
Sources and people that aren't named.
A guy talked to Brady three times in the past year, or from the actual man himself?
Here's the quote. If you married eight... If you're married 18 years to a grouchy person who gets under your skin and never compliments you, after a while, you want to divorce him. A source with knowledge of the Brady Belichick relationship told ESPN's Ian O'Connor.
Which would tell me that's coming from a female source because you want to divorce him. And if it's coming from that person making their own point.
You don't know that.
Well, it could be.
Yeah, it could have been Bert or Ernie.
Could be a sister. Could be a sister who went on the record.
About those guys.
Well, you don't know what the real truth is about those guys. But those were my two favorite Muppets growing up, by the way.
Tom knows, here's another quote from the same source. Tom knows Bill is the best coach in the league, but he's had enough of him. If Tom could, I think he would divorce him. He would say, see you later.
Would he say, see you later and go to another team? Or would he want to stay and say, tell him, say, see you later. You go to another team.
Here's what O'Connor wrote. But in the end, even if he wanted to, Brady could not walk away from the game. And he could not ask for a trade. The moment Belichick moved Garoppolo to San Francisco and banked on Brady's off-stated desire to play at least into his mid-40s was the moment Brady was virtually locked into suiting up next season and beyond. Had he retired or requested a trade, he would have risked turning an adoring New England public into an angry mob. True, true, and true. That is all true.
Yeah.
If he were to ask for a trade or ask out, yes, he would have some people that have been, you know, big fans of his start to question that a little bit, especially for a trade. I don't want to play Ben. I don't want to be the quarterback here anymore. Yeah, of course people would turn on him.
Yeah.
So that's what it says in the story, that there could be a, you know, a desired divorce and all this. And some of the background on it is that in the early days of Deflategate, Ian O'Connor has in this book, that Bill Belichick was among the Patriots officials who had serious doubts about Brady's claim that he had no involvement in the potential deflation of footballs used in the January 2015 AFC Championship game victory over the Colts.
See, I have no problem with what Bill did to Tom there, because it is the quarterback's job and the quarterback's job and other special teamers to get the balls ready. It's not Bill's job to regulate and get the footballs ready.
One person close to Brady said his entire family was miffed at Belichick for telling reporters to ask the quarterback about his preferences on game balls. And the family was very miffed at Kraft for reluctantly announcing in 2015 that he wouldn't fight Brady's four-game ban. Of the notion that Belichick had initially dumped Deflategate in his quarterback's lap, one close friend of Brady said, "I thought Bill handled it terribly, especially when it involved a guy who had done everything to help your career as a coach, and you hung him out to dry." Well, he did, but here's the thing. When you get hung out to dry, it usually means that the person who's doing the hanging you out to dry shared some of the blame or had some of the involvement in whatever was a key. I don't really think that's true here. Like, you just said it, Zoe. That's a quarterback's deal, a quarterback's job. Bill's taken enough heat over the years. He can't afford to take any more at that
point. It's not his job to determine who's carrying football bags out or what the air pressure is. He could care less. I told you the story about Parcells coming over and we would practice. He'd just get mud and squirt water all over the ball. They don't care about footballs.
All right, we're off and running. 617-779-0985. More on this. We're going to pick our way through some of the rest of this and also, of course, get to the Josh Gordon story. Mm. Bert Breer is standing by.
Juicy.
Bert Breer, the MMQB, will be joining us coming up after this.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Beetle. No better place to spend a Saturday in New England than going to UMass, going to Amherst, and seeing a football game at McGurk Stadium. Zoe loves UMass. He loves Amherst.
I hear him.
Too. Yeah. Well, you if you want to jump in, you can. If you want to say something.
I love UMass.
Of course. Well, now at McGurk Stadium, when you go see a football game, there's beer, there's wine, there's tremendous food from the dining services department at UMass. Food is fabulous. So get on out to UMass and catch a football game this fall. Tickets are, number one, affordable. You can get them by calling 866-UMASS-TIX. That's 866-UMASS-TIX. Tickets start at just $10. Group sales start at just 10 people. So get to UMass, 866-UMASS-TIX, and get to UMass this Saturday as they take on the Charlotte 49ers at McGurk Stadium. UMass sunglasses for the first 500 fans for your tickets. 866-UMass-TIX. Get your tickets and check out the Minutemen today.
Hi, this is Dr. Edwin Choi, medical oncologist and director of sarcoma research at the Mass General Cancer Center. Sarcomas are rare malignant tumors about which we're still learning. At Mass General, we use advanced technologies to understand these cancers and to gain insight into novel therapies for patients who may have few alternative options.
Every day, every moment holds the opportunity for something amazing to happen. That's Mass General Cancer Center. Every day amazing. To learn more, visit massgeneral.org/everydayamazing.
Hey, Gus, what are you doing on that pony?
Oh, it's a service, my bank offers.
Your bank offers pony rides?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're being taken for a ride.
Oh, really? Does your bank ever take you for a ride?
No. Santander Bank has Simply Right Checking. Use the account once a month to waive the monthly fee.
I want to get on that and off of this. Oh, I didn't mean that, little horsey. Yes, I did.
Get respect, not surprises. Santander Bank. Respect adds up. Learn more at santanderbank.com. Qualifying transactions do not include fees, rebates, and adjustments posted by Santander Bank. Santander Bank and a member FDIC.
Hey, it's Maz. If you're looking to lose weight, listen up. My friends at New England Fat Loss will create a balanced nutrition plan based on your personal needs. It's a strategy that breaks down proteins, veggies, and healthy fats for your body. Listen, you wouldn't put diesel fuel in an unleaded car, right? You need the right fuel for your body, too. Any company can sell you pills, puddings, powders. New England Fat Loss has the technology and tools to get your body into fat-burning mode. You eat natural food for amazing results. Check them out at NewEnglandFatLoss.com.
New England Fat Loss.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Let's get married.
We've been dating less than a year.
I know. And I feel like I've shown incredible restraint waiting this long.
This Friday, a single moment.
Tell me about that day.
Can change your life. From the creator of This Is Us comes a motion picture event that will connect us all.
Strange to think about how a completely random moment would shape my entire life.
Are you glad it happened?
Life itself in theaters Friday. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Brookline Bank's signature business banking. Premier services and more personalized attention for businesses and their owners. Signature business banking. Only from Brookline Bank.
Miss something?
That's what happens now.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
All right, Beadle and Zell, we got Bert Breer with us in studio. Bert Breer of the MMQB.
So I don't look like I'm in a high chair anymore?
I can see myself up on TV there.
There you go.
Like, looks a little more level with you guys this week.
Bert Breer brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union, where free means free, free online banking and debit card, no minimum balance and no monthly fee. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. And again, that's Rockland Federal Credit Union at rfcu.com. Bert Breer, we were just going over some of the stuff that's in this Ian O'Connor book. Your reaction to the Ian O'Connor book, what else do you know that might be in the Ian O'Connor book?
I haven't read it yet. It doesn't surprise me what's in there. A lot of it, I think we already knew, that there was tension between Bill and Tom last year. The thing that stuck out to me, really, as far as the stuff I've heard, because, again, I haven't been through the book yet, but was, you know, the quote from the anonymous coach basically saying that they believe that the coaching staff believes that they could win with other quarterbacks.
The top 15 in the league.
Which jibes with things that I've heard. Which jibes with, like, he's a great player, but our system is really good, too. And we could win with different quarterbacks. Now, I don't
with the talent they have
they're,
now?
They're fooling themselves.
I don't think the point is we'd win five Super Bowls with another quarterback. But I think the point that's being made there, that's been made to me in the past, is we'd be just fine with someone else, which is exactly why Bill is so proud of that 2008
season. Which is just
season.
Such We've unappreciative bullcrap.
And it is. I agree with you.
Like, that's, if you were Brady, you'd be like, are you serious?
But you guys have noticed, there are certain things that a Bill, like, subtly pound his chest over, right? 2008's one of them.
He didn't make the playoffs.
2008's one of them.
2008, I was doing the post pre and post game before I was doing the radio call. And yep. This is back, I think, we were on BCN at that time, right? WBCN.
Yes.
And I remember sitting up there post-game. Tanguay was anchoring, and there was a booth open up the CBS scene in the back corner.
Yep.
And in comes Coach Belichick holding Linda's hand, and they're walking back, and he's got a big smile on his face. We sent over a pitcher of beer and gave me a big hug. He was ecstatic over that win. He said, what a great year. We didn't go playoffs, but what a great year.
Yep. And I think he's as proud of those as the Super Bowl, but I think it's pretty close.
His team took coaching.
Like, I think it's close.
I mean, it gives credibility to the reports over the years that he wants to win with another quarterback, not named Tom Brady.
Right. And I think that's always sort of been, you know, again, it's like, I think it's part of why he sent Jimmy to San Francisco, because there's always been that, like, well, you got lucky, you struck gold in the sixth round of the 2000 draft, right? Like, there's always been that thing. And to me, it's like, you look at the Jimmy thing, and if you were able to develop another franchise quarterback coming that didn't come to you in the first round,
right?
Like, then that adds another that like kind of like takes the wind out of that, like the whole idea that, you know, so much of his success is just based on finding Tom Brady.
But how long can Tom Brady be a top 15 quarterback in the National Football League? Not top three, not top five. Mm. And this is the argument I've made for Brady all these years, is that if he wants to play until 45, he can do it. He's probably not going to be the same player at 45 right. that he was at 40, but he can still be top half of the league.
I think.
Do you think they don't believe that?
And I think
they should believe that.
I think it would be very interesting if all of a sudden Brady wasn't bad, but like maybe he's like bottom of the top 10,
which is why if he slips and they ship him out of town, they're full of crap about their system. Because what should happen is, hey Bill,
yeah,
you think you can win with a top 15 guy? Brady slipped, but he's still top 15. Why can't you win with him?
And look,
why would you need to move on to the next Jimmy Garoppolo?
If you talk to enough people, and this is probably why it bugs Bill to some degree, if you talk to enough people in the NFL about the Patriots, about the roster, about their system, like, the first response you get is, well, number 12. Like, well, would the system look so great if number 12 wasn't there? Well, would that roster look so good if number 12 wasn't there?
No.
And that's...
N-O.
I agree with that. I think Tom Brady, like, and I've said this a million times now, but Tom Brady doesn't create margin for error.
Right.
He is the margin for
error.
Well,
this is why, like, we end up talking about less. Josh Gordon today, is because you screwed up so bad at the position, the exterior perimeter position, a wide receiver trying to get guys developed, and the only guy you really hit on was Mitchell.
Yeah, their system sucks in that department.
So if you didn't have Tom Brady...
In the wide receiver department, really they're not very good. Robbery.
You tell me, you put any other quarterback... Beal, you and I do the top 10 list. We struggle to find number 8, 9, and 10 as the best quarterbacks in the league. They say a top 15 guy.
Yeah.
You know, in the book. Good luck getting quarterback number 12, 13, or 14, whoever you rank there, and take their ass down to Jacksonville and try and function in that environment with what you put in the huddle.
And that's the thing. It's
that
like,
ain't going to happen.
You know what it allows you to do?
You get your doors blown off.
It allows you to. It allows you, when the bidding gets out of control for Nate Solder, to say, we're good. We're good. The Giants have Eli Manning, who's won two Super Bowls.
How'd he look first?
And they were the, and they were the team that had to go and overextend themselves to go and get a left tackle.
Is that a good investment?
The Patriots, because of Tom Brady, are able to turn around and say, you know what? This bidding's out of control. We'll find another answer. And they didn't know they were going to have Trent Brown at that point. But that's the advantage that Brady's given them, is that over the years, it's always been, well, if you've got offensive line problems, you know what? He'll get rid of the ball a little quicker. If you've got receiver problems, he can throw it into those tight windows, so you don't need to be quite as good. If you've got defensive problems, we'll change the way we play offense. We'll build leads. We'll be able to game it up on defense. He doesn't create margin for error. He is the margin for error.
All right, some other things touched on in the book. Urban Meyer with Aaron Hernandez. Urban Meyer telling one head coach in the NFL, stay away from Aaron Hernandez. That coach was apparently not Bill Belichick. Some other NFL coach, to which I say that could have been one college coach doing one of his NFL friends a solid there.
Yeah, I thought he and Bill were tight, though.
By directing traffic. Bill Parcells sort of calls out Belichick's game plan from the Super Bowl against the Bills. Didn't say it was bad, but said, why does that end up in the Hall of Fame? I'm paraphrasing.
Like, kind of maybe like Bill had something to do with getting it there. Was that what Bill said?
I don't know, but he said, I don't understand why the defensive game plan from that game ended up in the
Parcells,
Super Bowl.
Parcells,
How about the offensive game plan?
He's probably
the Super
pissed
Bowl.
Nobody asked him to help me facilitate getting Bill's game plan. That somehow it circumvented Bill Parcells. And all Parcells saying, yeah, we're pretty freaking good on offense.
I wonder if that quote from Parcells came from before or after the documentary.
That's a good question. Lots to pick through there in that book, and we'll take your calls on that. But we do want to talk Josh Gordon. Bill Belichick is going to be speaking just minutes from now at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to carry that live because I believe we are finally going to hear some public comments from Bill Belichick on Josh Gordon now that the physical is passed and the roster move is now officially official.
Official.
Double official. That's going to be coming up just minutes from now, so stay right here. Don't leave us. We'll hear from Bill. We got more with Bert, and I know Bert has some of the best inside scoopage on the Josh Gordon situation. Some of it you already gave us on Sunday in pregame. We're going to go back to that conversation we had. All of that coming up on Zolak and Bertrand.